Then, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 19, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an invitation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Before God came to heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do pleasing to you. Forgive us for we fail you, in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, again, go a little bit out of order today. First, we're going to start under tax assessor and collector. Item A is consider possible approval of resolution recognizing Tracy Knight for 20 years of service in Jefferson County. And this is Jefferson County, which is going well under retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
No, thanks.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. All right, Tracy, would you like to come up with our tax assessor? And Commissioner Arnold is going to read this.
Afternoon, ladies. How are you doing? I'm going to read this resolution as just passed by this Commissioner's Court. Whereas Tracy Knight has devoted 20 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of Asset Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Tracy Knight served admirably in the positions of Deputy Assessor Collector of Taxes and Assistant Supervisor for Jefferson County, and whereas Tracy Knight dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting property taxes. I don't know why that would be overwhelming. Hey, I might give freely on that one. She also used her talent collecting motor vehicle sales tax and license fees through the licensing and timing of motor vehicles and many other activities as necessary for the daily functioning of the county tax office. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Tracy Knight for her dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Signed this 19th day of March, 2018, by Judge Jeff Branning and Commissioner Weaver and myself. Thank you.
So the tax office is really going to miss Tracy. She's been a valued member of our team for a long time, and we've really depended on her, especially in New County. We're going to miss her expertise, and everyone in Jefferson County appreciates what you've done. This is a small token of our appreciation, and we hope that we'll still see you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed my years here, and I'm just so grateful I was here because, of course, I don't have the man of my dreams. So, anyway, it's been my pleasure, and it's really been a pleasure working with Allison. She's been a lot to us, to our office, and I just want to give a shout out to my little office in New County because they're just wonderful ladies there that really know what they're doing and really do a great job.
Tracy, I know you said he's the man of your dreams, but after you've worked with him, after he retires, let us know if you want to come back.
Yeah.
I don't know why it is, but you've got a lot bigger flag than everybody else.
No, I don't know.
My dad's not going to do the main thing for me.
Tracy, thank you for all the work out of me.
Proclamation to give the light use of battery council, take a stand against tobacco National Cigarette Butts Day. Item B is considering possible approval proclamation for Wayne to be outside Texas State Fair Day in Jefferson County. Item C is considering possible approval proclamation for National IDD Awareness Month. And item D is considering possible approval proclamation recognizing March 15, 2018, as the start of the May Grace Williams State of Jefferson County. That motion on the floor. Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. And if I could get representatives of the Gift of Life Youth Advisory Council to come up. Ms. Berry? Now, welcome to Commissioner's Court. The proclamation reads, whereas March 21st, 2018 is National Kick Butts Day, and the Gift of Life Youth Advisory Council members are joining thousands of students across the country to take part in the national initiative as anti-tobacco advocates. Whereas Gift of Life Youth leaders representing 20 Southeast Texas schools implement peer-to-peer awareness activities to combat the tobacco industry marketing efforts that target young people as their replacement smokers to take the place of smokers who die or quit. Whereas the Gift of Life Youth Tobacco Educational Initiative helps kids a fighting chance, give kids a fighting chance against tobacco use, as the vast majority of smokers start as children. And in the U.S., 90% of all smokers start before the age of 18. And whereas although traditional tobacco use, such as cigarette smoking, is declining among youth, findings from a 2017 Surgeon General's report show that current e-cigarette use among high school students increased 900%, more teens now using e-cigarettes than cigarettes. And whereas 11.3% of high school students in the United States are current e-cigarette users, whereas most e-cigarettes contain nicotine, which can cause addiction, may harm brain development, could lead to continued tobacco product use among youth. Whereas it's estimated 5.6 million children and young people alive today will ultimately die from tobacco-related diseases unless rates decline. Whereas tobacco use involving smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke is the number one cause of preventable death in the United States, and one-third of all cancer deaths are attributed to tobacco products. Whereas to address the public health epidemic of tobacco use, the Gift of Life implemented Don't Smoke Your Life Away tobacco program to educate Southeast Texans on the economic impact and health care hazards of tobacco. Whereas the Gift of Life Tobacco Control Coalition of Southeast Texas drives to reduce the appeal and acceptability of tobacco products, implement tobacco cessation initiatives, and reduce secondhand smoke exposure, which will help reduce tobacco-related disease. Whereas smoking kills more people than alcohol, AIDS, car accidents, illegal drugs, homicides, and suicides combined, with thousands more dying from smokeless tobacco use. And whereas tobacco costs the United States more than $151 billion in lost productivity and $170 billion in health care expenditures each year, now therefore be resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court is hereby proclaimed Wednesday, March 21st as the Gift of Life Youth Anti-Tobacco Day in observance of National Kick Butts Day in Beaumont, Texas.
Good afternoon, Judge, Commissioners. My name is Connie Berry, and I'm the Community Relations Coordinator at the Julie Rogers Gift of Life. And I have with me this afternoon some students from Westbrook Stand Up to Cancer. And National Kick Butts Day is a day for teens to stand up and speak out about the harmful effects of tobacco and seize control of the big tobacco companies. And in our high school youth council, which is comprised of students from approximately 20 area high schools throughout Southeast Texas, these students have gathered information and taken it back to their school organizations, and they are spreading the word just how harmful tobacco is, and by not using any tobacco product, how this can help prevent cancer. And so this Wednesday is National Kick Butts Day, and our students will be represented again throughout Southeast Texas doing different activities. And so I would just like for you to meet the students we have with us today from Westbrook.
Hi, my name is Caroline Cannell. I'm a senior at Westbrook, and I am president of our Stand Up to Cancer Club, and I'm also representing our Broom Bear Club.
Hi, I'm Caroline Cheshire. I'm also a senior at Westbrook High School. I'm representing Stand Up to Cancer, but also Broom Bears and the Student Council.
Hi,
Cameron Britton, and I'm a junior at Westbrook High School, and I represent Stand Up to Cancer and the Westbrook High School Star Shield team.
Hi, I'm Sophia Caballero, and I'm representing Stand Up to Cancer and our student council.
So these are just some of our wonderful students that meet at the Gift of Life on a monthly basis. We cover different topics, particularly those of leadership skills, and also how to be healthy and prevent cancer. So they would like to accept the proclamation today on behalf of the Gift of Life.
We'll get you another copy whenever the other two commissioners get here inside. But I'll give you this one today once Loma has filled it in and waited around just for a while, so get everything filled in.
Thank you.
Is there someone here for the National Intellectual Developmental Disability Proclamation? Introduce yourself for the record,
yes,
please.
I'm Lane Fortenberry, the Public Relations and Marketing Administrator for Bruce Middleton Center.
It's my pleasure to go ahead and read this proclamation and bring awareness. Whereas intellectual and developmental disabilities cause significant limitations both in intellectual and functioning and adaptive behavior, which covers many everyday social and practical skills, and originates before the age of 18, and whereas an estimated 200 million people worldwide, or 3% of the population, has IDD, and whereas individuals with IDD reside in Southeast Texas, and whereas people with IDD want to live, work, socialize, and participate in community life as much as possible, and whereas Fimlopop Center serves individuals with IDD in Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, Chambers counties, and believes in treating all people with dignity and respect. And whereas Fimlopop Center will host its annual IDD Fun Day to celebrate the abilities of the individuals we serve on Friday, March 23rd. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court recognizes March 2018 as National IDD Awareness Month and call upon all citizens of Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support IDD awareness efforts in our community. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and Commissioners. Thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing awareness to this.
Yeah, thanks, absolutely. And I just wanted to thank Jefferson County for supporting Spindletop Center, all of our programs. And we just look forward to your continued support.
We thank y'all for being here and for the wonderful work you do in our community, working not only with those with intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities, but also with those that suffer from mental diseases. I think Spindletop Services is a very well-kept secret, but and the county does fund Spindletop Services, a very small portion of your budget, and we are certainly happy to do that because mental illness and other issues are considerable not only in our community but across the country, and so the work y'all do is very welcome.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, members of the YMBL would like to come up to the podium. Ford Park. Whereas revenue from the fair is used by the YMBL to help fund and support various charitable groups, and in the past many years, YMBL has been able to provide them millions of dollars more than fair. Whereas this is a once-a-year opportunity for Southeast Texans to enjoy world-class fun and entertainment fit for the entire family. And whereas the fair is the only project that actually brings in revenue for the YMBL to grow their ability to serve our area of various charitable organizations. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the days of March 22nd through April 1st as YMBL South Texas State Fair Days in Jefferson County. And we urge all our citizens to attend and partake of the fun at the events on this day by the Commissioners Court. Mr. Collette.
Thank you, Judge. You know, the fair is a huge undertaking, and we've got some of the guys here with us today that have taken care of that. Plus, I look around the room, there's many YMBL members in this room that aren't wearing green shirts today. But the cooperation that we get from you guys is paramount. You know, or paramount, whatever the word is. But we do appreciate it. Jay Johnson is our fair chairman this year. He's going to tell you all a few things that we're doing that are new and exciting this year and make a few more introductions of the guys here with us. But again, just know we appreciate cooperation and the friendship. You know, you guys are good supporters. We appreciate that.
Good afternoon, Judge, Commissioners. Again, I'd like to thank you for your continued support of the organization and the South Texas State Fair. We have a high dive act this year. It's going to be new to the fair. It's going to be in our kid zone. It's real interesting to see the gentleman's in the process of setting it up now. We're all interested on that one. We'll have a few new rides this year, new foods. That's generally everybody's favorite part. Come out, eat new fair foods, ride a few rides. Looks like we're going to start off with great weather. Hopefully it cooperates throughout and everybody gets the opportunity to come out. Thank you.
We thank y'all, and you know, not a lot of people in the community don't know, but you know, this is a volunteer organization, and there are a lot of men like those that are here today that put in many, many hours and weeks preparing for and working on these fairs, and it's a great service to our charitable organizations in the community and helps fund a lot of them, so we appreciate you.
I'd also like to give the court a small gift of our appreciation.
Come on up. And we'll all be praying for great weather for your event.
Thank you all again for all you do to Southeast Texas. Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Yes, that's unanimously. And the county auditor Item A, consider and approve electronic disbursement for the following items, $860.48, and $621.90, both to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for March insurance reimbursement. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 444199 through 444467. Have a motion on those items under all.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county treasurer, item A is receive file investment schedule for February 2018, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under district clerk, we have one item. A, consider and authorize the increase to the passport acceptance fee from $25 to $35 beginning Monday, April 2nd, as per the United States Department of State. Have a motion on that item.
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Just curious when it says as per United States Department, is this optional or is that a fee that they have set that we need to follow? So you're shaking your head and saying yes.
Yeah,
okay. So it's not an arbitrary number that we're establishing, yeah. Something established by the U.S. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item. Please consider and probably approve the agreement to sell the police dog Lupin to Deputy Eric Bowman, who is responsible for training and handling her due to Lupin's age and physical condition. She's not able to perform her police services and is retiring. Deputy Bowman wishes to purchase her for $1. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, yes. That completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the board would bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Not, then we thank you for being here today. Wish you a successful fair and a successful retirement. And we are adjourned.